Hello, this is David Duke. Condoleezza Rice, as Secretary of State, is proof of the insanity of affirmative action. As everyone knows, Condoleezza Rice rose in the ranks of government not for her skills, but for the fact that George Bush needed an African American to appease the media and the establishment crowd. In other words, she was appointed for show rather than substance. With almost no experience in intelligence work, she was made National Security Advisor to the President, a position of vital importance, as the 9/11 attacks tragically made clear. She was the person ultimately responsible, after the President, for the security of the United States. Every major study into the 9/11 catastrophe shows that America suffered the worst intelligence failure in our history, a failure which resulted in the greatest civilian loss of life from a foreign act of terrorism or violence. With over 100 agents of Al-Qaeda involved in the plot, along with the fact that Al-Qaeda had already attacked American forces and was high on our list of terrorist organizations, America's national security failure was quite spectacular. There are many warning signs that Rice ignored, and there is clear evidence she lied on numerous occasions when questioned about those failures. For instance, she said that the CIA had no idea that planes could be used as weapons. Yet CIA testimony reveals that she was briefed on the matter just a month before the attacks. So after this tragic security failure that cost America thousands of lives, millions of jobs, and countless billions of dollars, what has happened to Rice? Well, she then became a key spokesman on intelligence used in justifying the upcoming Iraq war fiasco. She lied on numerous occasions about Iraq's weapons of mass destruction and about Iraq's non-existent nuclear program. She apparently had no clue that the Iraq war would simply cause a massive increase of hatred against the United States and therefore generate much more support for the terrorist cause against America around the world. The insanity of the war was obvious to this much demonized American political figure from Louisiana, and I wrote and spoke out about this fact extensively. But somehow, the second most famous affirmative action appointee, head of America's national security, didn't have a clue. But I guess she was in good company, because the number one affirmative action poster boy, Colin Powell, didn't have a clue either. His UN speech about the certainty of Iraq's weapons of mass destruction will forever go down as one of the most ridiculous and mendacious speeches ever presented on the world stage. So, after the second smashing failure for America and for Condoleezza Rice, what now happens to her? Well, she's promoted to Secretary of State. Of course. My friends, give us a break. The federal government has become completely alien to every European American. Every day, we see our rights and heritage eroding, our prosperity and jobs disappearing, our streets and towns looking more like a third world menagerie than the America of our fathers and our mothers. Our kids are told that gangster rap is their culture and that Columbus was a war criminal. They face racial discrimination in jobs, scholarships, college admissions, and once they land the job, they face discrimination in promotions and advancement. How many more deserving and more experienced people were passed over for Condoleezza? Christmas is taken out of our schools, and Kwanzaa is stuck in. Mexico, now, is not just in Mexico anymore. It is in New York and Chicago. It is in Georgia and North Carolina. Our media is dominated by Jewish supremacists who tell us the wonders of multiculturalism and diversity, who fill our TV and movie screens with dark faces, but they don't tell us the downside of crime, welfare, broken cities, broken schools, and broken neighborhoods. And all this while they tell us to send our tax money by the billions to Israel, a nation exclusively dedicated only to those of Jewish descent, an apartheid state of strict segregation of Jews and non-Jews. This Jewish-dominated neocon government causes over 10,000 of our military men and women to be maimed, crippled, blinded, or killed in Iraq, fighting first for a lie, and then for, quote, Iraqi freedom. A freedom that's supposed to be imposed by the barrel of a gun. All this while we're losing our freedoms back home. It sends our boys to fight and die to secure Iraq's borders, but doesn't spend squat on defending our own border with Mexico and defending our own basic human right to remain America rather than have our country remade into some other nation such as Mexico. Condoleezza Rice symbolizes where we're going, and it isn't a pretty picture. If you have any real allegiance to America and its founding European-American majority, then I tell you that the time has come to join with others in a movement for our heritage and our freedom. If you do nothing, then you have no right to complain. Be worthy of your forefathers. Stand up and go to work for our cause. Support our websites, organizations, and leaders. Your freedom and your heritage depends first and foremost on you. Be worthy of your heroic forefathers and stand with me. This has been David Duke with my latest commentary on the news.